Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hyewon Lim. In the news today, Argentinian students protest higher public education budget cuts. Paige Stevenson has the story.
On April 24, 2024, many Argentinian students took to the streets in protests of higher public education budget cuts. Parents, faculty, and alumni joined students from 57 state-run universities in, quote, in defense of free public university education, end quote. Protests occurred in major cities throughout Argentina, like Buenos Aires and Córdoba, with over 100,000 people in the capital alone. Much of their efforts tackle legislation from President Javier Milei after being elected in November and announcing major budget cuts to universities across Argentina. Thank you to Al Jazeera for the story, and for WSUM News, I'm Paige Stevenson.
Thanks, Paige. In international news, President Joe Biden passes an aid package. Oliver Gerhards has the story.
Wednesday, President Joe Biden passed an aid package providing military support in the form of a combined $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The aid bill includes $61 billion for Ukraine, $26 billion for Israel, and $8 billion to counter Chinese threats in Taiwan and the Indo-Pacific. U.S. officials said that the bulk of the aid will be delivered in the coming weeks. The aid to Ukraine comes as the country desperately needs new firepower to combat the Russian military, which has stepped up its attacks as of late. The passage of this bill follows Tuesday's overwhelming 79-18 vote to pass the bill in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell prioritized this legislation, setting a grave threat to the U.S. and its allies if Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression is left unchecked. Republican Senate Leader McConnell said, quote, "I think we turned the tables on the isolationists," unquote. The aid bill was also bundled with a bill that could ban the social media app TikTok in the U.S. if its owners do not sell their stake in the company. For WSUM News, I'm Oliver Gerhards.
Thanks, Oliver. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hyewon. The Milwaukee Bucks fell to the Indiana Pacers in Game 2 of the playoffs yesterday by a score of 108-125. Despite a 34-point effort from the Bucks' Damian Lillard, Pacers forward Pascal Siakam shredded the Bucks' defense all evening to the tune of 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists. The absence of Giannis Antetokounmpo looms large over the series, and it looks like there's a decent chance the Bucks will once again be without their superstar for Game 3 in Indiana. The Athletic Shams Charania reported today that although Giannis is shooting, he still is not scrimmaging, cutting, or sprinting in practice. With the health of Giannis still in doubt, the Bucks might need a vintage Dame Time performance to steal a game at Indiana. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesberg.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hyewon Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.